Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, do you guys like All-Star Games? For me, when I was a kid, I loved them, right? You get to see your favorite players and your favorite pitchers and hitters and home run derbies and in hockey. And I guess football still has a Pro Bowl. I don't even know about that. But the hockey All-Star Game, it was like a 20 to 25 game. It was crazy. Now, last night, the American League beats the National League again, and I can't stand this. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it determines who gets home field advantage in the World Series. It affected my team last year. That's why I don't like it now. But, of course, years prior, I had no problem with it. But I did like seeing Johnny Cueto get lit up by his ex-teammates because he killed my Metsies last year. He did it. And in the World Series, I was not happy. So the National League loses. No big deal. I don't think my Mets are in much danger of getting to the World Series this year, but these All-Star games, the owners pull players and the coaches don't want certain guys playing, so it winds up being like a glorified AAA game. The best part about All-Star Weekend, or the All-Star Week for baseball, is the Futures game. There you can see the players who are coming up in the next couple of years. So that's my All-Star rant. Let's get into today's headlines. If you build it, they won't come. The RNC makes Trump's border wall a central part of their new party platform. Also, Supreme Court Justice and subsequently the last living person to be present for the Gettysburg Address, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, continues her geritol-fueled assault on Donald Trump. And speaking of antiques, if you look very closely towards the sky above Chappaqua, New York, you can see the steam rising from Hillary Clinton's ears as she reads the new poll numbers, all that. Plus, a dishwasher at Yale University destroys a piece of history, but he says it's fine because, it offended him. So, we have all that. Plus, if we have time, we'll get to the Rhino mailbag. The letters are stacking up. I have them. We'll get to them, I promise. And you'll get your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have you guys checked out the new article about minimum wage on rhinoreport.com? Rhinoreport.com. It's a good article by Robert. We have more coming, I think, tonight. I think I have one coming tonight, and we'll put that up so you can read that. Also, if you want to be a Rhino reporter, you guys know how to do it. Send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and I'll read it, and we'll talk about it, and we'll get you published online on the rhinoreport.com website. How cool is that? Pretty cool. A big shout-out to those listening on K98Talk.com at 11 p.m. tonight. So right now, you're 9 hours ahead of the curve. 9 hours ahead. And, of course, Red Nation Rising Radio. We're live there. And check out the old episodes. Remember, Dallas is getting a ton of hits on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. There's My New York Values was a very popular one. Simpleton Assault, I know, was a favorite of a few of you out there. So, guys, hang in there. We have a lot to get to today. You are listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. Welcome back to the show here. A quick 60. We're off and running now. Everybody stop what you're doing. Just stop. Because right behind you is a Pokemon. It's right there behind you. There will be a gaggle of children showing up any minute now to come collect that Pokemon. This thing is crazy. This Pokemon Go, it's all over the news. There are gangs of children walking around in the middle of the street. They're getting hit by cars, run over by trains. They're not looking up. They're looking at their phone to find these Pokemon things. And then they can battle other people. They can summon other gangs of children to show up. And they can do these virtual battles. Now, they're looking at the world on their phone, where if they lowered their phone 4 inches, they could see the world just fine. But that's what we do now, right? We go to concerts or sporting events, and we hold our phone up, and we watch. We're there live. We're watching high-definition DirecTV right in front of your face. But we hold our phones up, and we choose to watch things on these little 3-inch screens. This Pokemon thing is nuts. It's nuts. Now, actually, here on Long Island, they are drafting legislation because what's happening is you can summon people to show up, and, well, some unsavory people are showing up. You have some of these sex offenders that are downloading the app, and they're showing up, and that's not a good thing. So they have legislation that's going to the state, I believe it's either today or tomorrow, that would restrict the IP address of the phone of any known sex offender from downloading this app. Now, that's a good move. That's a good move. If they have been adjudicated, if they have gone through the their due process and their restriction for release or probation or whatever was a restriction against internet, then yes, I totally agree with that. I think it's a good thing. I believe politicians can do good things once in a while, but watch out for these kids. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Hey, listen, at least they're outside. Right? I mean, usually during the summer, they're all inside and they're playing Call of Duty and all these different games and Xbox and PlayStation and whatever else it is. At least they're outside now, getting some vitamin D, getting some sun. Not a bad thing. I guess it's not a bad thing. It has 7 million downloads since July 6th. July 6th. That's 1 million more than I have. So, no, that's a joke. That's a joke. All right. Let's get into some other politics, other stories besides Pokemon. The GOP has finished drafting their party platform. Now, we've been talking about the Democrat Party platform for a couple of days now because it's just so asinine that we need to get it out there. Now, mainstream media is covering very, very little of what their platform is. They kind of said it's finished, and Bernie Sanders had his hand in it, which is interesting to me because you have Hillary Clinton now running Bernie Sanders' campaign, right? All of his ideas, everything he stands for, she's now had to adopt that and run essentially what his campaign was going to be. If that doesn't tell you this was predetermined from the start, that's what this was. Everything in that platform, they wouldn't even cede to her on $12 an hour minimum wage. Nope, Bernie wants 15. Guess what's in there? 15. But you're not going to run Bernie. We're going to have Hillary run. Because she deserves it. She earned it, right? I mean, anyone that can dodge that many scandals over the course of 25 years, I guess, has earned the right to run for president. Well, in the Republican platform now, they are making the southern border wall a major piece of this party platform. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. This was really the keystone of Donald Trump's campaign early on. Early on. He still brings it up at his rallies, and he says, and who's going to pay for it? And everyone goes, Mexico! You know, it's one of those things. It's still there. But that was really what got this whole thing started for Donald Trump. He comes down Trump Towers, he sits there and goes, you know what? Guys, we need a wall. We have rapists and murderers and all sorts of unsavory characters coming into this country. We got to build a wall, and we got to build a real big wall. I mean, geez, China built one you can see from space, right? Keep the Mongols out. From space, you can see their wall. We should at least have one you can see from Texas. At least from Texas. And, you know, Reince Priebus is making the rounds, talking about this party platform now. And he says it's something we've had in the party platform for a long time. We're just saying what our position is, but as far as who pays for it, you know, Congress already agreed they would pay for it 10 years ago. I'm not going to read the whole quote. But their platform, the Republican platform, never said a wall. It said a physical barrier. That's all it said. You know, and these guys are so keen on using the right words all the time that you have to put that wording in there, because a physical barrier could just be three bricks, stacked three bricks high and 1,000 miles long, and that's that. It could be a short fence. It could be anything. It could be just a bunch of police road barricades. That's a physical barrier. So the fact that they put wall in here is very important. It's very important, and it means the party is starting to listen to, well, the grassroots. The grassroots for a long time has been saying, we need a wall. You funded it, now go build it. And it's in there now. And I think that's going to help a lot of people say, you know what, maybe this party might mean business now. Because it hasn't seemed like it, right? 2010, nothing. You get the House, nothing. 2014, all these promises from these senators, we're gonna fight the illegal amnesty executive orders, and we're gonna repeal Obamacare, the parts that we can. They promised us the sun, the moon, and the stars, and they gave us nothing. Nothing. They gave us Jeb Bush. That's what they gave us. They said, hey, here's 2016, here's Jeb Bush. That's all we got. Who, by the way, is not going to the convention, if any of you care about that? I know I don't care about it. The only thing I care about Jeb Bush, I'm going off on a tangent here now, is that the Bush machine does draw a lot of money. A lot of money. And they're going to need a lot of money because Hillary Clinton has a lot of money. Because whenever the stock market ticks up, she gets another $1 trillion or whatever it is she gets from those stock market donors or Wall Street donors. So yes, the Bushes have to get on board at some point. At some point. I was glad George W. was there yesterday for this thing in Dallas. This should not have been a politicized event. Normally, I don't like seeing him with Obama. I don't. But this was in his home state, and he had to be there. And they both did the right thing. Did the president politicize the speech a little bit? Sure. This has been hashed and rehashed over every single news outlet in the last 18 hours. So we're not going to go into it too much today. But also, in this new Republican Party platform, they're going to slow down on any new multinational trade deals, which again is something Donald Trump has been calling for from the beginning. So maybe the party is starting to listen just a little bit. And they also eliminate their support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Again, another thing Donald Trump has been adamantly against. And the two-party platforms, geez, they couldn't be further apart. The Democrats, we knew they were going in that direction. We knew it. We could see from their primary process, Bernie was going to push the party way off the ledge left. On the right now, maybe they're starting to listen. And you know what? You should keep listening, because we got to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other show times. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the party platform, the new RNC party platform, and how now it includes a wall and not just a physical barrier, and that's good. I'm glad they put that terminology in there, and now they're going to, now in their platform, oppose the TPP. Also, very good, very good. And it put a halt to some of these trade deals, these multinational trade deals. We got to kind of really vet these things and make sure that they benefit us, because over the years, they really haven't. And I also mentioned about Hillary and Bernie, and I got to tell you, I would be so offended if I was Bernie Sanders. I would be, because they're letting Hillary run on all of his platforms. He had a sole hand, him and his surrogates, in making the DNC platform. They kind of said to him, well, yeah, these are good ideas, but you're just not that electable. And it's kind of Hillary's turn, right? So she's going to run all his stuff because she doesn't have any real conviction. She'll say whatever she has to say to get elected. That's nothing new. We've known that about Hillary for a long time. She's a panderer. She panders to everybody. But they told Bernie, yeah, you're not that electable. We're going to help Hillary out during the primary process. She'll win like 12 coin flips in a row, you know. And you're just going to kind of be there to help draw in the base. We think somebody who has been wrought with scandal for the last 25 years is more electable than you because, well, you have white hair and look kind of goofy. That's kind of what they said to him. And he's still playing ball, which just kind of shows you the mentality of these ideologues, right? That just shows you how loyal they are to their own conviction. Hillary, we know, is definitely not loyal. Definitely not. she'd run on any ticket as long as they just gave her something to run with, or enough money to do it. But the RNC platform, it looks good. It looks good. They have to have a voice vote on it at the convention. I'm sure it will be okay. All 2,472 delegates have to vote on this. And I think they'll be okay with it. I do. I think this platform does draw in some of those people who might have been saying, you know what, it's just not conservative enough for me. So I'm looking at someone like Gary Johnson, maybe. And we'll get into the poll numbers later. That's kind of happening, but kind of not really happening. And this is, it's just another small step towards unifying this party, which it needs it. It still needs it. There have been a lot of things that have happened in the last 2 weeks, if you look back to Orlando and the Brexit and these cops being murdered. There have been a lot of things that have started to unify the Republican Party and bring conservatives back on board. Some of you may say it hasn't been enough, and I understand that. But I think it's starting to happen, and the polls are starting to show it. They're starting to show it. Let's move on to everyone's favorite Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What is she, like 185 years old? I didn't know she could still speak. Well, she's speaking a lot lately. Speaking a lot. And she's really going after Donald Trump. Going after him, you know what, in sort of an inappropriate way. She says here, I can't imagine what the place would be. I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president. For the country, it could be 4 years. For the court, it could be, I don't even want to contemplate that, she says on CNN. She said he's a faker. He has no consistency about him. He says whatever comes to his head at the moment. He really has an ego. How has he gotten away with not turning over his tax returns? The press seems to be very gentle on him on that. Oh, yeah? Well, then you're not watching TV. Maybe she's watching TV in black and white still. The press has not been gentle to Donald Trump. I'm not even going to argue that point. That's just such an absurd point from an absurd justice. But his tax returns, they do not show wealth. If you think tax returns show wealth, you need to go back to school. They do not show wealth. They show what you claim as an income. If they showed wealth, Warren Buffett would be worth $75,000 a year. Do you think Warren Buffett is worth $75,000 a year? The answer to that is no, because you guys can't answer me. The answer to that is no. He gave you his financials, his worth, about $10 billion. About $10 billion net worth, assets, the whole thing. That's all you care about is how much he's worth? Since when do we care about how much a president is worth? You know what? If the guy didn't have a dollar to his name, but he has some good ideas, that's good enough for me. Why do we care how much money he makes? Why is this an issue? And why is it an issue for someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg? She shouldn't even be talking about this. Now, the Supreme Court is not held to the Canon 5 standard of the Bar Association that says judges should not make political suggestions or anything like that. The Supreme Court is really held to no standard. They can do whatever they want. In fact, of the three branches of government that provide checks and balances, there's very little to check the Supreme Court. They're kind of the ones that, you know, say, yeah, it's okay, or no, it's not okay. There is no reason for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to get involved in this. And you know what? Democrats are speaking out against it, too. Republicans, Democrats, they're coming together on something, finally. But she wants to move to New Zealand if Trump wins. Well, you know what? Get your bags packed.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right. I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. and we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN and listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're about 26 until the top of the hour, and we're talking about the fossil in the Supreme Court that is Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her comments, disparaging comments about Donald Trump. Donald Trump wasted no time in chiming in over social media, which he's pretty good at doing. He is like the social media candidate. They said that about Obama in 2008. He was the first one to really utilize social media as a campaign strategy. But Donald Trump, he's very good at it. He says, Justice Ginsburg of the U.S. Supreme Court has embarrassed all by making very dumb political statements about me. Her mind is shot. Resign. Resign. You know what? Not a bad idea. Just do it after Trump wins. And he also said this was highly inappropriate that a United States Supreme Court judge gets involved in a political campaign. He said, I think it's a disgrace to the court, and I think she should apologize to the court. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. These are all from Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell, he even said it was totally inappropriate. Now, Mitch McConnell doesn't chime in on much that's relevant, and you know what? He chimes in here. That's his job, being the Senate Majority Leader. And even Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan says, for someone on the Supreme Court is going to be calling balls and strikes in the future based upon whatever the next president and Congress does, That strikes me as inherently biased and out of the realm. That from Paul Ryan. He is 100% correct there. And you know what? It's not just coming from the Republicans. You know, this again is something that unites Republicans. It's something that Donald Trump didn't really do, just being Donald Trump, is uniting Republicans. These Democrats are not learning. They're not learning. Let's see, Chris Murphy, Mr. Gun Control, says, we all know the justices on the Supreme Court have political views. I'm not sure we're well served by them airing them out in the open. That was in a quote to Politico. And Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin out of Illinois said, she may have gotten out over her skis a little bit and more forthright and political than she should have been. It's very unusual. Yeah, very unusual for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to make any sort of inappropriate comments. Very, very unusual. And you know what? It doesn't stop there. Doesn't stop there. Mainstream media is also getting on her case about this. You know, when you watch the State of the Union, and if you're watching it with children, the first thing some of your children may notice is that during these standing ovations, the judges don't stand up and clap. They sit there with their hands on their lap. They don't nod. They don't do anything. They just sit there. And that's to show their impartial nature. That's why they do that. And your kids will say, how come they're not standing up? And you got to tell them, well, that's because they're part of the Supreme Court. And now they don't always show up. You never get all nine there. Usually you'll get four or five, at least. So mainstream media, they're getting into this too. The Washington Post says, however valid her comments may have been, though, and however in keeping with her known political bent, they were still much better left unsaid by a member of the Supreme Court. You know, the New York Times also agrees with Donald Trump. They had an editorial. Here's a short quote from it. They said, and just imagine if it was 2000 and the resolution of the election depended on a Supreme Court decision. Could anyone now argue with a straight face that Justice Ginsburg's only guide would be the law? Of course, referring to the Gore-Bush election had it gone to the Supreme Court. And they also say at the end here, all of which makes it only more baffling that Justice Ginsburg would choose to descend toward his level and call her own commitment to impartiality into question. Washington is more than partisan enough without the spectacle of a Supreme Court justice flinging herself into the mosh pit, which I think we can all agree would be a fun sight, seeing Ginsburg fling herself into a mosh pit. Bernie Sanders finds nothing wrong with it. Finds nothing wrong with it. He says it's, you know, it's fine. leave it to Crazy Bernie. Crazy Bernie says it's fine. People in his own party. Well, I guess not really his party. Right? He's an independent. But yeah. So getting heat from all sides. All sides. Not totally. I mean, listen. The justices decide on a number of things that range from being conservative issues to liberal issues to whatever it is. So you don't necessarily want somebody who's 100% partisan. Now, I know there are you out there who think we need the most conservative, the most this, the most liberal, whatever it is, judges. You want somebody who can at least portray the image of impartiality. You want at least that. Of course, she chastised Congress yesterday for not giving Merrick Garland a confirmation hearing. Had they done that, he wouldn't have been confirmed anyway. She's really speaking out of turn. I don't know if she's getting ready to call it a day or what her deal is. Has she just had enough? I mean, can you honestly say now that she is impartial when it comes to these partisan issues? And the answer now is probably not. You could look back and you could say, you know what? At least they are Supreme Court justices. At least they look at all the facts, all the evidence, and everything, and they make a decision based on what the U.S. Constitution allows. Can you look back now and say that about her? Now, she may not have ruled in your favor, so to speak, over the years, but there was, or if she dissented, she wrote a dissent that was, you know, maybe acceptable to some people. But can you say she was ever impartial now? The answer is probably no. It's probably no. Just like these circuit judges and the district judges that are all appointed by the administration, very, very little impartiality. But at least there's the appearance of it. At least you can say, okay, they weigh both sides and they match it up against what's right or what's wrong or what the Constitution says or what precedents have said. Now you really can't do that with her. You always knew she was off to the left. We knew that. But at least there was the view of impartiality. Not there anymore. Not there anymore. All right. I want to get into some polls here. We don't have a ton of time left in this segment. In fact, we have about a minute. But the polls are looking good. Looking good for Donald Trump. The Q poll really shows a big swing for Trump. We'll get into all the numbers really, I mean, in depth in the next segment here. But it's looking good. Looking good. Pennsylvania, very good. Ohio, very good. Florida, out to a lead in Florida. These aren't even showing what the internal polling is showing, which is actually showing larger leads than this. And you know what? The divide among women with Trump is getting smaller. It's getting smaller, especially in these swing states. He's not losing it by the 20 points he is nationally, which is why I've said always you have to look at the state polling. Way more important in the way that we elect somebody is the state polling. And we're going to get into all of those polls when we come back, plus a new national poll from The Economist, which also shows a swing in Donald Trump's favor. Hang in there, guys. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us here on this Wednesday, this hump day, make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's imperative. You'll be quizzed on it later at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. We're talking about polls now. This is the new Q poll, Quinnipiac University, and it shows some big movement for Donald Trump. Right now, Florida, Trump at 42, Clinton at 39, all right, compared to the last Q poll in Florida, which was June 21st, which showed Clinton with an 8-point lead. Now Trump leads by 3. That's an 11-point swing for those of you who are keeping count. In Ohio, the Rust Belt, Trump and Clinton are tied at 41. Back on June 21st, they were tied at 40. Pennsylvania, Trump now leads 43-41. That's a 2-point lead if we're doing the math. And back on June 21st, Clinton had a 42-41 lead, so a 3-point swing there in Trump's favor. When you factor in the law firm of Johnson & Stein, Florida, Trump has a 41-36 lead, 7 for Johnson, Ohio. Trump has a 37-36 lead, Johnson at 7. And then Pennsylvania, Trump has a 40-34% lead with 9 going to Johnson. So Johnson is taking votes from Hillary in Pennsylvania. Very, very strange. Very strange. Let's see. In Florida, Trump gained support among men who back him 50-29. That's pretty good. Let's see. Then you have women back Clinton 48-36 in Florida. So you have 12 points there for her. That's about what she sees. But that is down because in June she had a 52-34 among women. And let's see. You have independents in Florida go from 44-35 to Clinton in the last poll to now 43-30 in Trump. So a 13-point advantage for Trump with independents. Pretty good. Republicans back Trump in Florida by 82%. 82% of Republicans back Trump. Clinton leads 87-4 among Democrats. Again, the crossover vote here going to Trump by a 2-point percentage. Not too bad. Not too bad. White voters in Florida, Trump 54-30. Non-white voters to Clinton 56-21. So there's still a large gap there on both sides. Better prepared to be president in Florida, 53-37, Clinton. High moral standards. Who has the highest moral standards? 42-42. It's a dead heat. Dead heat. Clinton led this 47-36 on June 21st. Who's more intelligent? 52-35, Clinton. Okay. More honest and trustworthy. This is big. Trump wins this one, 50-37. 50-37. He had led this category in the last poll, 43-40. All right, that's Florida. That's Florida, the orange state there. Ohio, heading over to the Rust Belt. Let's see, 59-39. People think the country is falling further behind economically. 73-24. People think the old way is not working and it's time for a radical change. All right. 59-37, people feel that foreign trade agreements have hurt them personally. Again, in the Rust Belt here. And 79-20 think that public officials don't care much about what people like me think. And by me, it's the survey taker, not Rhino. Everyone cares about what I think. Let's see, men in Ohio back Trump 47-33. Women back Clinton 48-35, so again a 13-point lead with women there. That's pretty constant everywhere, and 14 for men with Trump. Trump gets 77% of Republicans, and let's see, Clinton gets 90% of Democrats in Ohio. That is pretty constant in Ohio. She always does very well there with the Democrats, with her own party. Let's see. Unfavorables, 60% for Clinton in Ohio, 59% for Trump. So this is one of the first spaces where we're starting to see Trump with not as high unfavorable as Hillary on the state level. 57-34 think Clinton is better prepared to be president. Let's see, 43% think she has a higher moral standard than Trump. Trump has 42%. That's about 1%. Let's see, 52-35 think Clinton is more intelligent, all right? And 47-37, Trump is more honest and trustworthy. Trump would be better at creating jobs, and he'd be more effective against ISIS, according to those in the Buckeye State. And a majority of Ohio voters, 53-44, say government has gone too far in assisting minority groups. All right, Pennsylvania. The Keystone State here. Gender gap shrinking here. Clinton leads 43-39 among women. Only 4 points there. 4-point lead. That's not good for her. That's down from 50-34 in June. And Trump leads men 48-37. So he gets 11 there. But he was up 50-33 last month. So the gender gap is shrinking a little bit in Pennsylvania. This is going to start happening in other places. Pennsylvania may be a little bit ahead of the curve because they've been told what kind of a swing state they're going to be this year. That gets in their minds when they're voting. Better prepared to be president. Clinton wins this 56-37. They think she has a higher moral standard than Trump, 43-41, so 2%. Let's see, 51%-37 think that Clinton is more intelligent. And 49-34, a big number here, think that Trump is more honest and trustworthy. This poll, it's worth noting, was taken before and after the FBI decided not to charge Clinton. So it's possible. I have not seen the tracking on this poll. It's very possible that these numbers were very, very heavy in one way or the other before or after. If I get that information, I will, of course, pass it on to you. And, so it looks like Trump is making a lot of strides here in these swing states. Economist YouGov poll. Well, I guess we can get to that after the break. We'll do that after the break. So, guys, hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the last segment of today's Hump Day show. I want to talk about this Economist YouGov poll very quickly. I think it's a one-off, and it's not because of the final number. There's some other numbers in here that I don't think are right. This was July 9th to July 11th, and a sampling of 1,300 adults nationwide. 932 are registered to vote, according to them. This shows Hillary with a 3-point lead. That's down from a five-point lead just a week ago in this same poll. 40-37, she's at now, and this shows Gary Johnson at 5, Jill Stein at 2. Not sure yet is 9%, and probably won't vote is 4%. Interesting. So I don't like this poll for one reason. When you go down to Party ID, this says that of independents, Hillary gets 2% of independents, and Trump gets 81% of independents. And then of Republicans, Hillary gets 30% and Trump gets 32%. There are a lot of problems with this poll. I'm not sure if it's a sampling or how they calculated. There's no way Donald Trump is 81% of independents. I'd love that. But that's just not the case. Not the case. Let's see. Male, it shows Trump up by 3. Female, she's up by 8. And then you have he's not winning in any region of the country. 41-40 for Hillary in the Northeast, 38-37 in the Midwest for Hillary, 39-36 in the South for Hillary, and 41-35 in the West for Hillary. But that independent number is what's throwing the whole poll off for me, so I'm not going to talk about it. So that's the Economist poll. What else do we have? Oh, maybe we're getting a little taste of who might be the VP. It sounds like Christie, Jeff Sessions, and then you have Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, and Indiana Governor Mike Pence, and Newt Gingrich. They're all going to be in Indiana today or tomorrow together. I guess this will be the final meeting, maybe, and who it's going to be. I don't know. A lot of people out there think Newt, because Newt and Fox News suspended their, well, I guess their connection yesterday. They severed it as a contributor for Fox News, and that's always a sign that maybe someone's going to run for office. We saw with Mike Huckabee, he ended his show when he decided to run for president or get into the primary process. So when you start severing connections with media outlets and companies and things like that, it might be because they know something we don't. Now, a lot of people are still saying Mike Pence. People in Indiana think that Mike Pence is the guy. They're saying 95% chance for him. I don't know. I think Newt. I really do think Newt. I hope Newt. I like Chris Christie, but there's some baggage there. I do like Newt. All right. Let's get into one more thing. A Yale dishwasher has been fired from Yale because he broke stained glass. Now, he didn't like the way what was depicted on the glass. He said it was racist. All right, his name is Corey Menefee, and he took a broom handle, climbed a ladder, and smashed a pane of glass at the John C. Calhoun Dining Hall in Yale University. He says, "I took a broomstick. It was kind of high. I climbed up and reached and broke it. It's 2016. I shouldn't have to come to work and see things like that." He said it depicted slavery. And then he said it could be termed as civil disobedience. No. When you break something, that's called criminal mischief. That's not civil disobedience. They are two way different things. But you see this a lot. Some of these people, they just don't know the terminology. They don't, I don't know. The guy washes dishes. Not there's anything wrong with that, but you shouldn't be going around breaking pieces of glass at Yale University. And now the Yale University, the Committee on Art in Public Spaces over there at Yale, has said they're going to take down some other pieces of glass because they don't want falling glass to hurt people. That's what they don't want to happen. Not that people are breaking it for a specific reason, or they think they're going to break it, I guess. They don't want falling glass to hurt people. Unbelievable. Hey, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.